Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Do you know what day it is? It's Mother's Day. I'm so glad you reminded me, because I totally forgot about it in the first service. That's terrible, isn't it? So happy Mother's Day, everyone who is in that list. That's great. Can you say happy Mother's Day? That's excellently done. Well, today we hear about Jesus who is on a journey. But first we hear about these disciples, right? And they're walking along the road. Jesus has been killed, and they're walking along the road.
Yeah.
And they're very sad.
Yeah.
Sad. Yeah. Because Jesus had died. Well, I got to thinking, when you walk down a road, what do you need?
Shoes.
You need... Well, feet are helpful if you happen to have them, yes. But it's not a total prerequisite, but yes. But you need shoes. If you don't have shoes, what happens?
Your feet get hot.
Your feet get hot and they get dirty. Yeah, my mother, I never wore shoes growing up, and my mom used to say, "You're going to get ringworm." So... But you got to have shoes. So those disciples of Jesus were there in their shoes. Shoes are just sort of tools, right? They keep our feet clean and sort of let you walk along without getting big thorns in your feet and rocks and hurting yourself. So there they were in their sandals, just walking along down the road, talking about Jesus. And then do you remember what happens in the story?
Jesus comes along and he asks if he can join them.
He says... "Good afternoon, gentlemen. May I join you on your way?" No, he says, "What are you all talking about?" And they say, "Have you not heard what happened in Jerusalem? How the chief priests and the scribes took this wonderful prophet and they killed him and they buried him? And then some of our people went and they looked in the grave and he was not there." Do you know what those disciples did? They went home. They looked in the grave, they looked in the cave, and there was no Jesus there. And what did they do? They went home. I guess it didn't work out for Jesus. So off they went, and they went home. They thought Jesus had died, but they missed something. Do you know what they missed? What?
They missed the angels.
They missed the angels, and they missed the... That's the one, the rising from the dead. Technical term, resurrection. Well, so Jesus came and he said to them, "Don't you know?" And he told them everything about himself that was in Scripture from Moses and the prophets. He had a walking Bible study. It was the second tool. He had shoes, and he gave them a Bible study. That's why you have to go to confirmation. A Bible study, and pretty soon they started to get pretty darn excited about what they heard. And then later on, did they know it was Jesus?
Nope.
Didn't know it was Jesus. They thought it was just a really smart guy. And then when Jesus did what? When he broke the bread, they sort of went, "Oh, yes, ding, very well said." I'm sure that was in the ancient Greek. They just left it out. Ding, ding, they get it. Well, you know, a little while from now, we're going to break bread. And one of the reasons we break that bread is so that you remember the presence of Jesus. Those disciples looked around and they couldn't see Jesus until the bread was broken. Can you see Jesus?
No.
I tell you every week, Jesus is with us, God is with us, Emmanuel, all that good stuff. Where is he?
I don't know.
That's just like the disciples. I don't know either. But when we break the bread, we're reminded that Jesus is with us, with you. Well, there's a picture of Jesus up there, but that's a French thing, so that's okay. Jesus is with you. So that's what we need to always remember, that when we break the bread, it reminds us and opens our eyes so that we can see Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful attention. And next year, I'm going to use the whole ding thing in my sermon because I think that's pretty cool. Thank you. You can go back to your places.